So do you want to just call it a random gabs session?
You know, it is just like total catch up. Hi there. Welcome to this, the 26th episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And we're like giddy and off and everything because, wait for it, we have the triumphant return of our podcast producer, Ryan. But he's not in the house. He's not in the house, but it's remote. And so, Ryan, it's such a joy to have you back here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, peek behind the curtain. We've been talking for an hour and a half already, and we're just now getting to the intro. But it has been good talking to you guys.
Yay.
It's been far too long. We should have done this remote thing. Like, I got stuck in my head where I'm like, we should do the first one back in person. We're miles and miles and miles apart. We live in the future. Let's talk over the internet.
What a crazy thing. It's worked well.
Yeah, and it's going to sound, hopefully, like I'm in the room with you guys, because
that's how good a producer I am.
Touche. It's been a long time coming, but it's so great to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Hearing you guys talk and like listening to the show as I want, because when you guys send me the files, I take a walk and I listen to it and I make notes, and I have to stop myself from like interjecting. I'm like, oh wait, no, I'm not, this isn't actually live. It's like, what about the, oh shoot, they can't hear you.
No. Like, but now we can.
Yeah. So, but we didn't really talk about anything. I guess we talked a little bit, but it's going to be a rambly mess to cut together, to be honest, but that's what I bring to the table.
Okay, you're
going to
make up for lost time there, dude.
Oh, that's right. I got to be the one that does that, huh? So here's going to be a mix of what we talked about. Some of it will be cut out because we were friends catching up, and you guys don't need to hear all that garbage. But this is a general discussion about what we've been up to lately.
Just Ryan talking about the fact that, I don't know about you, but we're busy for the first time in 2 years. It's like of this and everything on our calendar, you know, with MS Awareness Month and MS Awareness Week. Last week where we were meeting with legislators and getting orange out and everything, it just got really busy. And how do we do it so that we don't overwhelm ourselves and overburden? So we're going to talk about that and what things like that. But we kind of really just kind of wanted to catch up with you.
Yeah. I mean, you've got like 10 weeks of moments of joy. So we can just do a whole 10 weeks worth of Ryan Evon moments of joy.
There haven't been a ton, to be honest. It's been kind of bleak for the last little bit.
I'm sorry.
There's been some good ones. Like there's been some good moments and stuff, but it has been... Like, Ryan's not been a pleasant person the last couple weeks or so. Just because, I mean, there's stuff going on with Grandma and stuff going on with me and stuff going on with my dad. And it's everything's just, like, crushing my head. Sucks.
Wow. Now, yeah. I mean, is your grandma's living there at the house?
Yeah. And it's mostly going okay. Like, we're getting along and everything, like, I'm kind of a crappy roommate, and I told her that kind of at the start. It's like, I'll keep my stuff to my stuff, but I forget, dishes. So I have to make myself little reminder stuff. So it's like, oh, yeah, I'm in charge of all of that all the time. It's not a rotation thing. And it's just like, and sometimes I just don't want to do them. I just really don't.
And what's interesting, Ryan, is Dan and I kind of were talking about show ideas or just things to talk about. And he said, Ryan is going to understand a whole lot of what Dan's experience is of being a caregiver.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because Dan totally gets no help from me when it comes to dishes. I try and not make a mess and not be gross and put like ketchup yeah. and mayonnaise mixed on a plate or something. But, yeah. you know, he has that responsibility and you totally get that. That oh, you have yeah. the burden, not the burden, but the responsibility.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
You have the opportunity.
It is kind of a burden. It's not something you do if you didn't have to, but, you know.
Yeah.
I now essentially have a 84-year-old child, like, because I, you know, have to make sure she doesn't wander outside or do anything, you know, kind of without, because she could fall down and really bust her hip this time.
Right.
And so I have to be like, you know, you need to be on bed rest. And sometimes that's easy and okay. And sometimes she's like, God, I don't want to be inside. Let's do something. It's like, well, cool. Yeah, let's do something. But it has to be something very careful. Like, we can't just.
True.
And just like, like the medication makes her stomach kind of wonky sometimes. So she'll feel hungry, but then not want to eat and all this other weird. It's like, and so just, I know the point I was making is I sort of decided a while ago, I don't want any kids. And I was like, cause I don't think I'd be a great dad. Like if I had to do it, it's a burden I would shoulder, but I would be miserable. I could just kind of feel it. Like maybe not, maybe it'd completely turn me around, but now having like, you know, the responsibilities of a parent, I'm like, yeah, I would be really bad at this. Like I don't hold it against her, but like I'll make her food. And then because of how her stomach feels, she doesn't want to eat. And I was like, I just spent an hour making all that food. Like, you know, but then at the same time, I was just like, yeah, that's fine. I'll just reheat it and eat it tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're fine. But, you know, you don't want to look back and remember. It's like, man, Dad always got mad at me for not eating dinner. And I would absolutely be that dad. I'm like, I worked on that food. You're going to freaking eat it.
You're going to eat it.
Yeah, just like, you know, but it's, I don't know, it's a weird place to be because I don't want to boss her around, but at the same time, you know, sometimes I kind of have to. Like sometimes she doesn't want to take her pills because they upset her stomach. I'm like, yeah, but you have to because, you know, it's gonna suck if you don't.
Yeah, so. And you know, that's kind of how Dan has to deal with his responsibility of being my caregiver. There are times, there are moments that, you know, I don't want to do something, like I don't want to stretch or I don't want to do something that I know will be good for me. And Dan has yeah. to be the heavy and like, no, Jen, you need to do that.
Yeah. I get. Oh, yeah. It's, I knew like certain parts of it were going to be out of my wheelhouse. And they, like, now that, I don't know, stuff is, it's still not even settling down though, because like, my uncle's funeral's in a little while, like later this month, and he died of COVID. So it's like, it's not done. So, you know, but it's like, as things are calming down, like the opportunity to have people come into the house is opening back up as far as getting her, you know, like help here that I'm not good at.
And that will lighten your load a little bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. And that would be good.
Yeah, before the hip thing, and then now during the hip thing, we had these two guys from a home healthcare place that come in and like do PT for at home, so we don't have to go somewhere.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Like, I don't think insurance covers any of it, but it's, you know, I don't know, since the doctor ordered it. Like, but before that, I'm just like, no, I kind of like, even if I had pay for it out of pocket, and like I'd rather have someone come here, because sometimes she just doesn't want to go, and that can, like, especially with doctor stuff, it's like, hey, we gotta go, and it's like, I don't feel like going today, and it's like, yeah, well, it's today, so we're already past the 24-hour notice thing, so we're paying for it whether you go or not.
Yep. Like, yeah, and from the way you've made your grandma sound, it sounds like, and if she was really thinking about it, she would rather go than just waste her money and not
yeah,
go.
Yeah, exactly. And she does get that kind of like, okay, fine. Like, yeah, that's fine, you know.
And but, that's...
Yeah, it's... But I mean, it's, I don't know. I feel like we're getting there. I'm just not, I don't know. I feel like I'm just scared to do everything wrong, I guess, is my biggest thing. And so I second guess myself and change my mind.
You know what? You know what, Ryan?
Hmm.
You couldn't do anything wrong if you tried.
I feel like I do, though. Like,
well, you're doing.
Yeah, you're doing the best you can. I mean, that's just true. You make educated guesses.
Doing the caregiving stuff for grandma, like, I started throwing my back out because I don't know how to lift people. So, like, I had to learn the hard way while I was injured how to do that right. And
Have you perfected the lifting or?
I'm better at it now. Like, because when she originally fell, like, it was a full on, I had to lift her off the ground. And so it was like, I had never done that really before with a person, so.
Especially I hope not to insult, but like a frail person.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And a person who's, I think one of the worst things when Dan is having to transfer me when I can't help at all. Like, yeah. If I've fallen and I've hurt myself, then he's got to shoulder the whole transfer.
Yeah, and that's part of the thing with her is she can't not try. Like, she's stubborn.
How is your house in Midland?
It's pretty nice. It's old. The wiring is old, I'm finding out. Or, I kind of knew, anyway. Like, most of the plugs aren't grounded. And
you're not finding out by electrocuting yourself, are you?
Oh, no. But a lot of the... it seems like every time they needed to fix something, they might have done it on the cheap. And, like, that's fine, I guess, whatever. I can fix some stuff. But that's another thing I'm scared of messing up is, like, I had to change a light switch today in my bedroom because it just broke because it was probably 30 years old. But I was putting the new one in, and, like, I went down to the basement to turn the breaker off, and, like, the labeling on the circuit box is so bad. There's one that says upstairs, and, like, the upstairs is two bedrooms and a bathroom plus a storage thing. I'm like, that's a broad statement for a thing controlling whether I get electrocuted or not. Like, I need a little more detail because I turned it off and then went upstairs and there was still power upstairs in some places. So I'm like, oh God, I hope I don't. And then I was just like, wait, I can test it. And so I tested it. I'm like, okay, good. The power is off in this switch that I'm working on. But
this is like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you're like a big pop.
I've never done the thing where I've arced the screwdriver off of something like in that working on a house. I've done it on a car a bunch of times and it's a very bright light and you're very scared for a second. But the current running through a car can't kill you. The current running through your house can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're always, especially with the circuit breaker thing, it's like you're working off someone else's notes. So if they're taking notes.
True.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this turns off, and if you don't check it, like, it's like, this turns off the west bedroom. So you go up into the west bedroom and stick your screwdriver in something and then zap. It's like, well, that piece of paper said I was going to be safe.
Yeah, you have to really trust who wrote on that piece of paper.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Okay, really quickly, I want to ask one quick question.
Okay.
How is Bean?
Bean is good.
Bean is good. He's much happier.
Bean is very good. Yeah, he's been, I don't know if he did this for you guys, but one thing I've always noticed is he used to be on antidepressants. I don't know if I told you guys that or not. For a small time, Bean and I were on the same medication.
And honestly, I don't.
I think that sounds familiar.
Okay. It was basically just to, like, for his food obsession to, like, kind of manage, because sometimes he goes a little nuts. And he's been doing that lately where, like, about, it seems like every other day or every third day, he's just a calm little cat. And it's like, oh, is it 7? It's time for me to eat. Okay, cool. And then he just comes downstairs and he's like, this is nice. I like eating. And then same thing at dinner. He just kind of real nice and relaxed, just follows me into the basement and gets his food. But then other days it's like on my bed, 5:30. Hey, where's the food? It's like, dude, consistency, please.
He's like, I'm a cat. I'm a cat. Like, you don't need
it. I mean, I don't know. It's so, because I feed him the same amount of the same thing every day. And some days he's starving, and other days he's just like, well, I guess I could eat. So weird.
It's good. It's good to hear that he's doing good and that he's...
Oh, yeah.
He seems, and I'm sure he's much more content and less stressed.
Yeah, he seems happier, I guess. Like, I don't know, for whatever... You know, with the whatever, like, deep soul bond we have, even when he's like, we were playing this morning and playing a little rough, and I wasn't really paying attention to how hard I was scruffing his belly. And I hadn't trimmed his nails in a while, and he let go on my arm a little bit. And I was like, hey. But it was because I had him on his back, pinned to the floor. And so I was like, okay, you didn't want to play. And I didn't realize, okay, fine. But then, like, 10 minutes later, he was on my lap purring. So it wasn't like, you know.
No, that's good. Yeah. You know,
still want to get him a friend, I think, though. Like, I kind of want to get Grandma a poodle, because she's had...
Oh, wow.
She used to have teacup poodles. Like, they're teeny tiny. Like, they're smaller than Bean. Full grown, okay. They're smaller than him. And she had 2. And then, I don't know, like, I asked her a while ago, and she goes, ah, no, I'm too old for dogs, or whatever. And I'm like, I don't think that's a thing. That doesn't sound right at all.
No. Well, that would be good. And Bean could probably handle his own with a teacup poodle.
Yeah.
But well, that's good. I was looking through my camera roll the other day. And I was like, oh, pictures of Bean. And then it's good. Thank you for the update. All right. Good luck making a podcast out of this. We have been everywhere.
Yeah, this is going to be a weird one. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Maybe let's talk for 20 minutes about something serious. Because I actually did, I meant to ask you guys, because I saw that thing about the Epstein-Barr virus, like they're linking that to what causes MS.
That's the research. That's the research that shows. But I'm encouraged. You know, it's encouraging, but at the same time, though, I never had mono. I never had Epstein-Barr. And, you know, you're just like, I think it's definitely positive. I think they'd been talking about, you know, it had been suspected and everything, but I think now that there's actual data to back that up, you know, I think every development gets the world closer. Yeah. So I mean, it's very encouraging.
And I know that my mom, when she saw it on TV, she called me shortly after, and said, I remember you had a really bad fever when you were a kid, and I don't know where you got it from. And so at least it's getting people talking and getting people, researchers somewhere to look, focus on attention.
Yeah, I figured, like, the more pieces of the puzzle that you have, the easier it's going to be to solve. So,
and going back to our talking to legislators today, there's a crazy link between active duty military and links to multiple sclerosis. Like, what? Why? You know, just the number of service.
That's got to be easy to track down.
Yeah,
reason why, right?
Yeah, thank God. You know, that they do so much.
And I think isn't that part of things with, see, now I have to like do my further research, but I think that's maybe how they found a lot with the Epstein-Barr was because of people in the military, because they have to monitor their health anyway.
Active service.
Yeah, active service, you know, and so then, you know, so they do that testing and stuff, and yeah, I need to do like a 10-page report on this for you. But yeah, I think
because especially in the military, they all wear the same clothes, they eat the same food, mm-hmm. they get the same medicine. Like, that should be an easy flow chart to figure out what the hell happened.
Yeah, yeah. And they're exposed to the same environmental factors while they're in the military.
Yeah. I mean, it could be something as simple as, like, they used a bargain basement malaria pill or something that, you know, spins it out or something. I don't know.
And that is, we're asking... This year in 2023, as a matter of fact, we're asking our legislators to approve an extra to approve $22 million.
22 or 24?
It's 20.
It's not even that much.
No. We're asking for an additional $2 million for research funding from the MS Research Project. And that's at the Department of Defense. That's where they're doing the research. And it's a $2 million increase in fiscal year 2023. So, I hope that that's going to really uncover some good research or some stuff. Dan's looking. You can hear him rustling through papers right now.
Yeah, well, but that shows, like, dedication and... Because it is only $22 million. It's
only,
but it's
that's
but
it, less than one tank.
Pretty much, it's the increased funding for it's the MS research program at the Department of Defense, and it's the MSRP, and it's the only federal funding stream specifically for MS research. And that's like a $2 million increase from what they had in the previous fiscal year. So, I mean, that's encouraging. I mean, just like the research that's done.
This legislation gets bipartisan support. And, you know, that's really nice when you can talk to a Republican or a Democrat and they're both like, yeah, $2 million. We can get on board with that. So, yeah.
Yeah. You should ask for, like, I don't know, we need a tank to fight MS. And they're like, what? What? I'm like, never mind. Well, it's cheaper than that.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And why don't we take a break and catch up really, really, really happily and talk about our moments of joy.
So, moments of joy. Those little things during the day that pick you up, take you to a different place, make you happy for no reason. Sometimes by surprise. Mine isn't entirely by surprise, but this is a good one from the last time I was supposed to come over to record with you guys, so I've been back pocketing this one. So Grandma's been going through immunotherapy for cancer for about a year now. 6 months, sorry. 6 months, and we got a PET scan, and cancer's almost completely gone.
Yay!
Nice. Just
clear scan. I'm telling her, it's like she gets it. This will be her fourth go-around with cancer. And wow. Every time, she beats the crap out of it, but she keeps getting it. Like, it's like, well, at least you're tough. So, you know, that was good. But it was kind of, because we were going in for her treatment, and I didn't expect to get the results when we got them. And it was just kind of like the doctor just was like, oh, yeah, the PET scan, everything's fine. Like, she's almost entirely clear. It's like, what? Like, just, it was just all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, that was really cool.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. That's huge.
Yeah, that was a good one. That made me real happy. So how about Dan? Do you have a moment of joy?
I mean, honestly, my moment of joy was just how much I enjoyed watching basketball this weekend. I mean, it's one of the things where I watch college basketball the way most people watch baseball and they don't do anything until the playoffs. And I mean, I just, you know, we turned on the TV the other night. So I like early in the NCAA tournament of just, you know, watching,
you know, the Cinderella teams and everything, but all of the games we watched were competitive because it's like we had Michigan, Michigan State, and Iowa were all in tons of Big Ten teams were in the opening rounds of the tournament. And just that I needed to work yesterday, but I was just like, we did nothing. Cause I'm just like, I just, just to start watching, just to be able to sit for once and just not worry about working and just
really nice to veg out sometimes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. And I was just like watching watching college basketball. I mean, not that I'm opposed to it, but it's just like, I don't normally watch basketball. And it's like, God, that was really good. So that was my moment of joy, is just how pleasantly surprised I was at just sitting and watching basketball. I was just very excited and just tickled that Jennifer enjoyed watching it with me, because I know we watch football, but yeah, neither one of us are basketball, but that was a lot of fun.
If I go into a bar, I'll watch whatever's on. Like, hey, football, hey, basketball, this is fun. But then at home, I'm like, hey, anything else? I don't know. It's so weird.
And now I so get it. So yeah, I was just really, because I was thinking I would just sit down to watch a game, but just that, and I didn't feel bad about not working made up for it today, but it was good. So then how about you, Jennifer?
My moment of joy, as strange as it sounds, I've had it six in a row. So my six in a row moments of joy have been, for 6 days, we have set the alarm clock and it has gone off. And I have been like, I wake up and I say, okay, let's do this. And I haven't wanted to snooze until today. But even if I want to snooze, I get up. And so just that moment of satisfaction when you get out of bed, when your alarm clock goes off and you're like, let's do this. So I think it's really made like a overall good impression on my day. I'm tired at the end of the day and, you know, I'm ready to go to bed. But when I get up, I'm like, I'm not starting the day in the whole like running late for everything, because I got up and I actually got started. Is that fair?
So you've hit like your optimal like sleep cycle or
something? Yeah, I'm getting 6.5, 7.5 hours of sleep. And I wake up and I'm like, look at me go. And so not snoozing and getting all crabby because I don't want to get up. But I'm just like, I can do this. So I encourage people to like have a moment of joy and just get up and start your day strong. Don't be.
Yeah. I found it like for a while in my 30s anyway, my optimal sleep amount was 5.5 hours. Wow. Any more or any obviously less was bad. Yeah. But if I could just nail that window of 5.5 hours, I would wake up and I'd get through the whole day with barely any caffeine, and I would just be like on fire the whole time. And then I'd get home and like you're saying, like I'm as soon as I like got into my bedroom, like I am exhausted. And then would just pass out. But then like as long as I kept that cycle going, it was perfect. I was like a machine, just everything.
And you
was
feel
going
so
right.
Productive. You know, by like 9 o'clock this morning, I had fired off a bunch of text messages and emails and just done a lot and made some phone calls. I think it is if you get the right amount of sleep and you can just get up and start your day.
And the consistency. Yeah. And I think that's what it is. And it's just like, you know, that I then go in to work. And I'm in Eastern time, but the bulk of the office is on Central time. So I get in at 8 o'clock here. It's like I have an hour before most people get into work. And so, I mean, the amount of work I can get done before. I mean, why does it take us so long to figure this stuff out? You know, this is like to actually get up Ryan, because what we used to do is we'd set the alarm. We always go to bed saying we're going to be like superstars. And so you set it really early. Well, then the alarm goes off and then you end up snoozing it for an hour because it's like, well, we don't need to get up that early anyway and stuff. But it's like, no, let's just make sure we're getting set the alarm for when we have to get up. And it's a beautiful thing. So that's a huge moment of joy there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yay.
Good night's sleep is so joyful.
Unless you got a cat meowing at you at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, that'll ruin a perfect night's sleep, let me tell you. It's like, oh man, I am perfect. Oh, you little jerk.
Well, it's so nice to have you back, Ryan, and it was nice to catch up. Well, thank you very much. It's been really fun talking with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Absolutely. Well, then I will, I'll push stop so we don't lose this whole freaking recording. I think that's yours. Let me just push stop anyway, just so I don't forget.
All right.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and please tell others about it.
Be sure to subscribe today and share your review to let us know how we're doing and what you want us to talk about.
And if you have something to contribute to the episode, questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, Ryan. The producer is actomspodcast@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on our blog, acoupletakesonms.com, or on Twitter @coupletakesonms. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.